And Dr. Dunway, our last question of the night will be from Lynn in our live audience, who would like to know what suggestions do you have for feeding a performance horse with a history of gastric ulcers?
Okay. First off, I would make sure they're getting as much good quality hay as possible for as much of the day as possible. Sometimes it could be a vicious cycle because if their stomach hurts, they don't want to eat their hay. And then because they're not eating their hay, their stomach's going to hurt. And some ulcery horses do become really picky hay eaters. So that's why getting them treated and breaking that cycle and getting them eating their hay really well again is so important just to start with. But then past that, it's all about trickle feed, having something in their stomach for as much of the day as possible, maybe splitting their concentrate meals up into smaller, more frequent meals, going back and doing a late night, one more flake of hay toss if, they're finishing their dinner pretty early in the evening, things like that. And past that, targeted use of some good research-backed prevention additives. There is some good data there. So they're not going to heal your ulcers by any means. And once you work with your vet, get them healed, then moving forward to prevent recurrence or just keep a more high-risk horse comfortable, there are some really effective gastric buffers. The idea is not to raise the pH of their stomach 24/7. It's just the idea of giving them a break from the acid erosion. So the more hours per day they spend above a certain pH, the less cumulative acid insult you get to that squamous layer, and the less likely they are to recur, and the more comfortable the horse is going to be under saddle. So, choose a few supplements out there. Carefully look at the data behind them, and then lots of good forage as no standing around with an empty stomach.